With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House is scheduled to vote this week on the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act. The GOP-sponsored bill seeks to mandate proof of U.S. citizenship for all federal elections in an effort to prevent illegal immigrants from voting. Bill sponsor GOP Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says his legislation is very straightforward.
Our legislation provides for ample avenues for American citizens to be able to vote. In no way will Americans' right to vote be hampered, but instead we will ensure the integrity of our elections by requiring that we have documentary proof of citizenship to vote.
Accepted forms of proof include a U.S. passport, photo ID card issued with proof of citizenship, or a combination of photo ID and supporting document like a birth certificate. Former President Trump is challenging Biden to another debate and a round of golf while hosting a campaign rally in Florida Tuesday. Trump said that he is officially offering the president the chance to redeem himself in front of the entire world after his poor debate performance last month. Trump suggested they hold another debate this week, but Biden's in Washington, D.C., attending the NATO summit with other world leaders until Friday. Also at SRNnews.com, heat advisories and warnings affecting some 160 million people nationwide. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says the heat wave continues on the West Coast through the rest of the week.
The heat dome persists over the West. It has shifted a bit toward the Great Basin, which has seen heat, but yes, we're expecting that to continue through this week. Daily high temperature records, you know, today we're expecting dozens of those to be set across the West Coast states and inland all the way to the Rockies.
Record daily high temperatures in Oregon are suspected and four deaths reported in the Portland area. This is SRN News. An Idaho city passes a controversial hate crime law.
The new statute in Coeur d'Alene would punish anyone who, quote, creates a public nuisance or engages in disorderly conduct while protesting anything having to do with the LGBT agenda. Free speech advocates are concerned about how broadly the measure is written and its punishment of a misdemeanor, a fine, and assignment to mandatory diversity classes. Violators will also lose city licenses and permits for 3 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study reveals that amongst teenagers and young adults, about half report frequently feeling anxious, and a quarter say they're often depressed. Fewer than half feel their lives always have meaning. But the Gallup-Alton Family Foundation report also indicates that young people with a strong Christian faith are faring better. One expert says faith-building activities like prayer journaling can be a huge benefit to young people. This is SRN News. An Arizona rancher won't be retried for murder.
An Arizona judge says a rancher who is unsuccessfully tried in the fatal shooting of a Mexican man on his property will not be retried. Santa Cruz County Superior Court Judge Thomas Fink issued his ruling Tuesday, denying a request by prosecutors who had argued that the possibility of a new trial should be left open in case new witnesses emerge. Fink agreed with defense attorneys for George Allen Kelly, who said the case should be dismissed with prejudice. That means it cannot be revived. Kelly's trial ended in a mistrial April 22nd as jurors failed to agree on a verdict. Keith Peters reporting.
Virginia joins a growing number of states that are pushing for cell phone restrictions in public schools. Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order Tuesday to establish state guidance for local school systems. He cited concerns over students' academic achievement and mental health. More details at SRNnews.com.